This is David Evans from Heart and Soul Radio Ministries Australia. Today we welcome you to join us for the next hour as we explore the wonder of the greatest sacrifice that has ever been made for our human family. Today we remember that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, laid down his life that we all may be reconciled to God and through him become part of the God family. We'll start our program with the hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Heights, sung to us by the St. Michael Singers.
Ever felt let down or even betrayed by your friends? It's a devastating feeling. It seems like the end of the world. You're so totally alone. Perhaps you even feel God's turned his back on you, that he's forgotten you. Even Jesus felt like that the day he hung there dying on a cross outside Jerusalem. Where was God on that Black Friday? But God didn't abandon his son there that day. He stood by Jesus and raised him to a new life again on Easter Day. Whenever you feel abandoned and betrayed, let down by those you trust and count on, remember this: God doesn't ever turn his back on you. No matter how others treat you, he's always there with you. And he offers you new hope and life through Jesus Christ.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid his precious body in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. I cry and I tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? And were you there when he arose from the grave? Were you there when he rose from the grave? Oh, sometimes it makes me want to shout and I cry and I begin to tremble.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? That was Russ Taff. Sandy Paddy brings us the wonderful old hymn, The Old Rugged Cross. You're with Heart and Soul's special Good Friday program.
Cross. I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach I gladly bear. Then he'll call
Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers took a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. They came up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said to them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him."
They led Christ to Calvary, and he spoke not one word. Just the cries of lost sinners was all my Savior heard. Then they pierced him so deep in his side until the blood
Then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said unto them, "Take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him."
Then they pierced him so deep in his side until the blood came streaming down. And that's how Jesus purchased my salvation, and I find no fault. I find no fault. I find no fault in
Tennessee Ernie Ford then with I Find No Fault in Him. We'll be back in a moment with more of Heart and Soul's special edition.